This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Doctors in Texas continue to study the state's abortion law to make sure they aren't breaking it by providing care for a patient. One field of medicine caught in the legal debate in... a post-Roe world, fertility clinics. KUT's Seema Mathur reports on the impact the Texas abortion ban is having on women and doctors trying to create healthy families.
Does Mallory know?
Yeah.
She's in room one.
This is the front desk of Texas Fertility Center in Austin, Texas. The staff is busy scheduling appointments, and nurses are escorting people who hope to be parents into exam rooms where they eagerly wait to meet with their doctor.
Hey there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Nice to see you, Kaylin Silverberg.
We just had a really good appointment, so things are looking good.
Raquel Erlandson and her husband just got good news. They are pregnant. But given their past fertility complications and the uncertainty around Texas's trigger law, they're walking out of this appointment with many concerns.
We're just an honest couple trying to have a family in an honest way, and these rules are making it really hard.
Erlandson is not alone in trying to navigate what's legal in anticipation of House Bill 1280 going into effect. That's Texas's so-called trigger law that passed to be ready prior to the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. Dr. Kaylin Silverberg is an Austin OBGYN and fertility specialist.
Now you really have to pick up the phone and have your lawyer on speed dial, and you need to say, hey, what do we do about this? What do we do about that?
The most common questions his patients ask.
Question number one, what if I have a multiple pregnancy? Can I reduce the pregnancy? The answer is no, not in the state of Texas. Question number two, if I have a chromosomally abnormal pregnancy, can I terminate that pregnancy? The answer is no, not in the state of Texas. You cannot. Question number three, if I have a tubal pregnancy, am I going to have to go out of state to get that taken care of, or am I going to have to wait for it to rupture and then my life is on the line and then you can intervene? The answer is we don't believe that's the case at all. Question number four, can we still do in vitro fertilization? The answer is we strongly believe that you can.
In IVF, eggs and sperm are combined in a lab to essentially fertilize with the goal of creating a healthy embryo. In Raquel Erlandson's case, the first time an embryo was transferred into her, the pregnancy failed. However, with the help of a corrective surgery, she has since gotten pregnant naturally. But she's still left wondering, what choices will she have with her remaining embryos?
We still have three other embryos that are on ice, if you will.
Susan Crockin is helping figure out how state abortion bans affect the fertility field. She's a legal scholar at Georgetown University Law Center and is looking at the embryo concern in Texas's law.
While the law appears to only address abortion, ending pregnancies in a woman's body, it also talks in terms of life begins at fertilization. But on the other hand, it says that the law, and I'm looking at the language here in sections 5 and 7, you know, it's carrying a developing human offspring and in gestation. So I think the law is vague and unfortunately somewhat unclear.
It's easy for us because our embryos are stored in Las Vegas. And so if a couple wants to discard embryos, they pick up the phone and they call Las Vegas and the embryos are discarded. And we believe that those embryos are not subject to Texas law.
While easier for Dr. Silverberg's clinics, it has taken a lot of analysis from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine to give guidance to practices that store embryos in Texas. I talked with Dr. Christine Mansfield, an OBGYN and fertility specialist.
In your practice, having embryos stored in Texas, are you comfortable to discard embryos?
Absolutely. These laws do not specifically address the disposition of an embryo outside the uterus. So in turn, discarding an embryo in cryostorage does not constitute a prohibited abortion or termination of pregnancy and is not restricted or limited based on the current legislation.
If doctors are starting to sound like lawyers, they have to. If they violate the state's abortion law, HB 1280, they can face criminal charges of a first or second degree felony, civil penalty of a minimum $100,000, not to mention the threat of losing their medical license. Dr. John Thopel is the president of the Texas Association of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which represents roughly 3,000 OBGYNs. And he's concerned that the law's criminal penalties and restrictive language on what is life-threatening care will give doctors pause.
right now, we're in a fear environment, and the way the law is written, I can understand why a lot of people are concerned about how to practice good medicine. One case, you know, if somebody's water breaks at a pre-viable gestation, from a maternal standpoint, there's risk of serious infection. There's risk of what's called an abruption, which can cause life-threatening bleeding. Those are the type of scenarios that we're concerned about.
The list of concerns goes on, from cancer to cardiac conditions that could make pregnancy risky. And then what happens when a serious abnormality is detected in early pregnancy screenings? Dr. Silverberg says the law is clear on that.
Based on these laws that are in effect and getting ready to be in effect, they're out of luck. They've got to pick up and physically leave the state to terminate that pregnancy.
For first-time mother-to-be Raquel Erlandson, adding legal worries to the mix dampens some of the excitement of planning a family.
You almost feel like you're being punished in a way for just trying to have a family and do something that, you know, to bring you joy. And it feels like there's a lot of just added stress for no necessary reason.
The Erlandson's baby is due in February. I'm Seema Mathur in Austin.